not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon you now. Okay, welcome this morning on the Republic Broadcasting Network to the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. I have two important guests today. My first is Sophia. She's done a 9/11 video called 9/11 Mysteries. And for this hour, we're going to discuss 9/11 and social engineering. And I want to get into this subject with Sophia. From a psychological standpoint of what the powers that be have done to us as citizens regarding the psychological aspects of 9/11. And, of course, I'm sure Virginia Tech will be on Sophia's mind this morning. So if you want to call us this hour, any questions about 9/11, I'm going to give out the phone numbers early. Today I usually take calls later in the show, but we'll open it up. Call us here at RBN at 800-313-9443. In my second hour, I'm dedicating that show to my dad, who owned a trucking company, and he would love to hear this show, and I'm sure there's a lot of Americans out there who want to know about this slow roll truck out on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23, 24, and 25. So we'll have Wanda Piety on, and we'll talk about this trucker strike that's going to take place all across America, where truckers are going to go to state capitals all over the country, boycotting the illegal immigration issues, as well as the recent announcement by Dictator Bush that Mexican trucks can come through our borders at their will, which is going to hurt our own trucking businesses. So that's a real important issue. We'll get to that in the second hour, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who want to talk about that. But let me discuss right for the next minute or so before I get to Sophia after this short break, the Virginia Tech issue. I refer you to an interview I did Tuesday, and then you can get that at my website at arcticbeacon.com or go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can get the archives. And listen to the second hour, where New York Police Detective Jim Rothstein talks about how they cover up these type of Manchurian candidate people, such as the man who killed these 32 people, including himself, equaling 33, which is also an Illuminati signal number. I do want to call your attention. I was just doing a little thinking myself. 4/16/2007 was the date of Virginia Tech. If you take 4 plus 1 plus 6, that's to 16. So you have 4, the number for the month. Then you take 1 plus 6 equals 11, okay? Then you take the year 2007, 2 plus 7, of course, get two zeros in 2007, equals 9. We have an inverted 9-11, 11-9. They like to play games with numbers. And I like to look at things from a evidentiary point of view, and if we don't get the proper evidence about this guy, we'll never know who he was. And I'm sure most Americans will be brainwashed themselves about this issue and consider him just a loner and a single killer, a shooter. But let's look at one issue. Think about what they're find out what they do with his body, because in a lot of cases like this, for example, in Columbine and other cases of these shooters, they cremate the bodies. And why do they do that? Are they hiding a chip, a microchip that is put in these people that triggers them to do certain things? Yes, I believe that could be the case. They want to get rid of any kind of evidence whatsoever. And we must ask the question, who was this guy and what was his motives? And I think we're going to discuss this with Sophia also regarding how we have been brainwashed to believe anything. Anything the government tells us, and those issues are very important, because if we can't get to the truth, then all the research we do about it is basically not important. I'll be back right after this message.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Oh, walking towards Washington,
walk until peace has come.
Okay, we are back, and before I get to Sophia and talk about the 9/11 and social engineering, I want to just mention this. I received a call from an investigative journal listener. Of course, I was sleeping. It was about 4 in the morning, and I picked up my message machine when I woke up, and it was from a listener named Holly who lives near Blacksburg, Virginia, and she was distraught. She says, "Greg, I've been following your website and your writings for years, and I needed to talk to somebody who will listen to me about considering this shooter as a Manchurian candidate." And Holly, there's a lot of people out there that I've talked to. You can go to my interview yesterday with Sid Catlett, a former NBA basketball player. We discussed race, the real reasons behind the racism issues in our country. And Sid is quite an intelligent person and one who didn't pull any punches yesterday. You got to listen to his interview Wednesday, yesterday. You can get it on my archives. Sid Catlett, a great interview. Holly, there are people out there that believe this. I know in your town you told me over on your message that nobody seems to be thinking that way when you go into the grocery stores and talk to your people in your small town in Virginia. And Holly did mention this. She said, you know, how can people not think of this? The family was a poor Korean family who had no money. How did the kid end up at Princeton? And Holly says, was it because he submitted to being one of these MK Ultra Delta people, one of these people in these programs? Did he submit to that and have his way paid? Where did they get the money? She was a poor Korean family, according to Holly. So, Holly, don't be distraught. Many people understand what's happening, and you need to understand that we have a government, we have a system now that's covering this up and putting you and the rest of us at risk. Let's go to 9/11 right away. Three issues about 9/11 I want to get into with Sophia. Let me discuss this, and then we're going to talk to Sophia, who's done a great video, by the way, 9/11 Mysteries, I want you to get and look at. But there's three issues here. The perpetrators of it, I discuss in April 18th, 2007 article I have on my website regarding connections with the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, the head of the New York Rotary Club, Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri, who's now an American citizen, who was involved with the old boys back during the time of the Bologna bombing in Italy and other things between Michael Ledeen, Henry Kissinger, and all these people. And also the head of the Monte Carlo Lodge, Mr. John Chiglio. Now, I've had an informant there who's talked to these guys prior to 9/11 that says they were talking about how this was coming about. And this informant said that if you get to these people, if you start finding out what these people were doing, these two lower-level people, there's a couple layers above them, according to these guys, it'll lead directly to the people in America also involved with prior knowledge of 9/11. We're talking about a crime of murder, unjustifiable homicide with malice, and malice includes the intent to kill or inflict grave bodily harm, wanton behavior, imputed malice via the felony murder rule, which doesn't apply here. But anyway, we're talking about a serious crime, and we need to put the pieces together and to bring in all of those associated with this conspiracy to kill. And we aren't a conspiracy theorist. They are. They've convolved in a crime of conspiracy, which is, means simply this. And let me explain it. When we say the word conspiracy, an agreement by two or more persons to commit an unlawful act, it isn't someone like me sitting here talking about this and then having the media tell me that I'm a conspiracy theorist. We're talking about the word conspiracy in relationship to a crime. And I am going to say publicly, and I've said it many times, that your leaders are involved in this conspiracy, and many in Congress and the Senate also. So we need to get rid of them, pull them out by the crook of the neck, and start over again. That simple. Every last single one of these congressmen and senators who are lying to you. Twin Towers, eyewitnesses, explosions, many, many, and you can go to my website, you can find other researchers who have talked to first responders, talked to people in the towers who say that there were explosions in there, and that has been covered up. In the Pentagon, the scene was manufactured. I've talked to people that were in there right after the incident, and they said they saw no airplane. Then I talked to a first responder from the Virginia Beach Fire Department who was there 38 hours after. He was a first responder, allowed in only 38 hours afterwards, and the scene he saw was much different. Remnants of airplanes, even seats with charred bodies in them. So it seems to me that they manufactured the scene at the Pentagon. With that, let me get to Sophia, who's done much more research than I have on this, and she wants to talk today about something more than just the evidence that proves there was a murder, a mass murder, committed by many people that are being hidden by the powers that be. Sophia, I just wanted to welcome you to the show again and say hi. How are you this morning?
Thank you. I'm fine, Greg.
And I hope that introduction leads into what you want to talk about today, 9/11 and social engineering. Can you tell our listeners what you mean by that?
Well, I think we all know what that means because we've all experienced it. We've all tried to explain the 9/11 anomalies to friends, coworkers, even strangers. And sometimes we're met with great receptivity, which is very unusual, it appears. And most of the time, we're met with great resistance, skepticism, even anger, fury, insults. And while if you can get someone to put all of their emotions aside on a logical level, you can help them to see some of the facts that don't add up. There are two things that happen afterwards. They may walk away and never want anything to do with you or the subject again, which is kind of a blanket refusal and denial. Or they may know about it, accept the knowledge, but not even care thereafter. Do you understand? Have you had this experience?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can think of two. I can think of some people right now that have acted that exact same way. People that I've talked to, and even friends here in Boulder, Colorado, considered a liberal area, that have presented facts, and some from your video, some from Loose Change, and the people don't want to hear it. They get angry. Then there's others that just listen but don't care.
Right.
As if these killings didn't mean anything to them. Go ahead.
Right. So what I've been trying to explore, I think that the case is closed on 9/11 in that we have enough, if you want to call it proof or evidence, that this wasn't a freak accident. The towers fell because these hijackers, you know, flew planes into them. So
right.
We know that the towers came down because of some assisted means, and this was premeditated. But what interests me now is why it's so difficult to get enough people on board with this idea that the consciousness, the collective consciousness of the country can change. Because ultimately, I hear you use words like, we've got to go in there and get them by the crook of the neck. I'd like to see how we do that, honestly. I think that our first frontier is the consciousness of the mainstream. If we get enough people on board, I read a quote yesterday that I thought was wonderful. It said, if enough people can see through the wall, it ceases to exist.
Good point.
So what we first need are enough eyes that see in that way, and then there will be a paradigm shift. And then maybe it'll be easy to go get them with our butterfly nets, because that's the equivalent of what we're armed with, butterfly nets, you know? Or something else may happen. But first we need those numbers. We need those eyes. And they need to see and accept, and they need not to be frightened by this. They need to be inspired by it. But in the effort to determine what it is that creates this veil, it's almost like when you put two magnets together, and you get those poles that push on each other, and you can feel that force. I used to do this as a kid with magnets, and it was such a strange force. So that's what's happening in and among these communities of people. I have a poll on my website, 911weknow.com. There are two polls, and one has been answered by almost 18,000 people, so I'd love to get those numbers up even. But the second poll inquires about your social connection as of your waking up to 9/11. And you will see all these different gradations of reception on the part of others that I have listed there and the way that people have answered. I mean, people have said they are completely changed. They have been made bitter and worse as a person knowing about 9/11, because it does evoke an awful lot of, despair in us. But on the other hand, if we can visualize all of us collectively knowing this, then we shouldn't be in despair. But so to get back to my subject, the social engineering, you said at one point in your introduction, the power elite is doing this to us. And I prefer to say that this is happening to us. It's partly our own participation. So that's what we have the capacity to change. We can change our contribution, our role in this. But there seems to be an ambient environmental force or effect that is working on people here, and they are participants in it. So those are the things I want to discuss. There's a neurological impairment to receiving certain kinds of information.
Yeah, I find that interesting, and I keep thinking back to a good friend I have, and she says all the time that her life, after she understood what happened in 9/11 and really has put together all the pieces from people like you who have been researching this for years, as well as others, that her life has been drastically changed. She has a difficult time communicating with people, even getting into relationships with other men that don't think in this term, that just want to forget about it. So it's affected her life on many levels. And I think that's something that's happened to a lot of people. What do you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are people who've told me they have been celibate for 5 years because they cannot date, they cannot have relationships unless the other person is a 9/11 thinker.
Okay, listen, we're going to take a short break. We're going to get back and talk with Sophia. Remember, she's done a video called 9/11 Mysteries. You got to get that. We'll tell you how back in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Sophia. She's done a movie, a video called 9/11 Mysteries. Her website is www.911weknow.com, and I'm sure they can find that video there, correct, Sophia?
That's right, and the polls. I would love people to answer the polls.
Give us some examples of what's the questions you're asking.
On the polls?
Right.
I'm going to have to go there. I can't rattle it off correctly.
Why don't we do that at the next break,
All right.
If you have a chance. We can maybe do that, but let's get back to what you were talking about then at the break. And
right.
That is,
so now this social engineering thing, I want to know, this is my investigative journalist side coming out. Is this happening to us? Is this being done to us? Is this our own natural reaction, or is it external to us, or is it a combination thereof? Now, we receive media. The effects of media, right? Education.
Mm-hmm.
We are There are certain very hazardous elements in our everyday materials that we use, like aluminum chlorohydrate in our deodorant, fluoride in our toothpaste. It's almost impossible to buy toothpaste without fluoride and deodorant without aluminum, I mean, in the average store.
So exactly.
Why are these neurotoxins being delivered to us through these everyday materials, aspartame in our soft drinks? And neurotoxins are to create a malfunctioning of the brain, the neurological system. So when you see these people shuffling around in the world around you, to their jobs, in their lives, they seem to me to be very different from me. And I ask myself, what's the difference? Is it my level of awareness about things? Or is it something else?
Okay. What do you think?
I don't really know. I mean, I certainly only know how it feels to be me. And I have friends who are very alert and very inspired by all these new subjects and depressed. But then I'm looking at this populace that doesn't care. And my question is, what's going on? And so I have been invited to Seattle now. We're doing a panel on May 19th. David Ray Griffin will speak May 18th about his new book, Debunking the Debunkers.
Okay.
And I'm going to conduct a panel on 9/11 and social engineering. This brainwashing that you were speaking of, are we being brainwashed or are we allowing ourselves to be mentally numbed, to be numbed to the point that we don't care, we aren't individuals anymore, we're just scripted? Is the scripting external or do we have a role in it? That's the thing that has to be distinguished. Because if you say and agree you have a role in it, then you can do something about it.
Exactly. Now, if we take, how do we get to these people, though, that walk away from you and will not even consider that this was something more than what the government tells them that happened on that day?
Well, I find that there are other subjects that people are open to. For instance, I've learned about vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Neurotoxins injected into the bloodstreams of little children. If you knew how vaccines were made, you would never forget it, never. And there's an excellent video, Are Vaccination Safe, by Mary Tocco, that I now sell in my online store, that gives the story of how a vaccine is made. And they inject this, I mean, it's the most fecund mix, the bed that they grow the culture on. It's a mix of animal feces, pig's blood, chicken brains and dead animal tissue. And this is part of the ingredients in a vaccine. And then they make it inert with these neurotoxins like formaldehyde and mercury. So this mix is injected into little kids. No wonder. We have enormous neurological malfunctioning in children. I just learned that it's one out of every six children now that has some kind of learning disability, ADD, autism. The rate of autism is 1 in 150 now. So when you tell people this, they open their eyes. And then you can say to them, well, did you know that 9/11 was manufactured? That you can talk to them about these aerosols sprayed in the sky, can point right up and say, what do you think that is? I was photographing these things the other day, and my neighbor said to me, are you photographing the clouds? And I said, no. And my camera was pointed right up, and I was snapping away. And she said, well, what are you photographing? And I said, those are not clouds. And she looked at me, and she said, what are they? I said, well, they come out of a plane. Look at that ropey thing up there. You think that's a cloud? And then she got it. They were all over. And her whole consciousness changed in 1 second. She said, oh, my God, what is this? Who's doing this? And I said, we don't know.
Right. And we're going to go into a break here, and hopefully I can get this little story in. But the same thing happened to me sitting in a outside coffee shop in Nederland, Colorado, about 8,500 feet up. I started noticing all these white planes crisscrossing. And then on the right side of me, they formed into these clouds, and people were sitting with me. And I said, you see that other, these aren't clouds. I said the exact same thing. And they watched the planes on the left side do the exact same thing. And it was amazing how many of them there were that particular beautiful morning which turned into a hazy day because of it. We're going to come back and talk with Sophia more about 9/11 and other things back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Won't you take me back to school? I need to learn the golden rule. Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time.
Turn on my second half hour with Sophia. We're talking about 9/11 and social engineering and many more things. Two quick notes before we get back to Sophia. What is the one thing you do more than anything in the world now if you use computers? You're always typing that www in there, right? Well, I'm going to ask you a question, maybe stimulate your thinking a little bit this morning. Tell me what that really stands for and why they chose www. Why didn't they choose BBB or CCC or another letter? So think about that. If you know, call me at 800-313-9443. Bob and our other callers, we will get to you, so don't hang up. We're going to talk with Sophie a little bit and then take some calls. Secondly, I wanted to mention this. Go to my website, arcticbeacon.com, and listen to yesterday's interview with Sid Catlett. You're going to we discussed racism and the real reasons and what they're trying to do. And what I mean by this is how they pit black against white in our country. And Sid was very an African American who was very open about it. You need to discuss this and look at it, because we are all slaves in this country. Sid very eloquently discussed that. Back to you, Sophia. Since we were talking about chemtrails real quick, I know you're working on a new video regarding this and have been researching it. What's in those chemtrails that look like clouds after about 20 minutes? Go ahead.
Well, Greg, I mean, I certainly am not an authority, as I've never collected samples myself, but what I'm learning is they consist of heavy metals, aluminum, barium, strontium, titanium, and these are reflective metals. They're causing a condition called global dimming, and NASA itself has admitted that we've lost some 20% of the Earth's sunlight in the last couple of decades. And mm-hmm. as you know, this entire ecosystem is dependent on photosynthesis, which is the transformation of sunlight into food for living things, plants in particular, and plants are the basis on which the whole food chain starts and thrives. So if we lose sunlight, we stand to lose an awful lot more. And apparently the chemtrails, or persistent contrails, as some people call them, are also trapping the global warming. And it appears that Clifford Carnican's recent research has confirmed that. They are, in fact, exacerbating this global warming situation that everybody is talking about now. So what is the wisdom in having these things above us?
Yeah, there is no wisdom. It's basically there to destroy us, not to help us.
Right. But they're telling us that it's the result of increased airline traffic, and we should all clap our hands, and it's helping the global warming situation. But in addition, there are biological components in this material, apparently, and maybe the whole idea is to alter the Earth, and that's what people need to be aware of. Are we being altered? And if so, do we know about it? Do we care? Are we going to let it happen? What do we do about it? Because we are being approached from many angles, education, media, this environmental ambient takeover, you could call it. We've got it coming to us through our food, our water. And so on all sides, there's this creeping change going on. And all we really have left is our awareness. And that's an enormous tool.
Now, let's get back to 9/11. Tell us about this, first of all, a little bit about your video so people know what you've done, the research you've done, and then we'll get back to the social engineering question. Go ahead.
Well, actually, the two are related. There were a lot of 9/11 videos out there, and many people had done enormous work creating them by themselves. And I decided if we were going to have another 9/11 video, it had to be different. It had to penetrate the mass consciousness. It had to reach mainstream people. It wasn't going to be dismissed because it didn't have music or it was too dry or one or the other complaints that I've heard from people. So I put together a video that wasn't just extensive in its scientific research, but that had a narrative arc to it, that was sprinkled liberally with witness testimonials, and that told a story, the story of the demolitions at the World Trade Center. So this is called 9/11 Mysteries Part 1, Demolitions. It's a full 90 minutes, and it's going to broadcast markets now worldwide. It's being represented, and I think that it'll do well. Hopefully we'll see it here on TV, but maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to, but you know who controls that. What about part two? Are you working on that?
Well, this is about production, really. Production of my video was very expensive because I used real sound engineers, studios, musicians, and the cost of this video has now come to about $100,000 since I produced it the first time. I just did an updated version that will be for sale in the U.S. in another couple of months. So I am not funded. I'm a single individual. I did this on loans and credit cards. And in order for me to go deep into the hole again, I would have, I mean, I don't want to do it the same way I did it the first time.
Right, I can understand.
So I'm asking people, you know, to buy the movies from me. It's great to burn them and share them, but if you buy the bulk copies from me, I give very low prices, and then you help me make the next movie. And at the very least, people who burn and share could come to my website and donate a little bit so
exactly.
that I can build up the funds for part two. I've done all the research. I continue to research part two, but it's production that really costs.
And, folks, Sophia's been at this a long time. I know that for a fact. I've been watching her for and talking with her for years since 9/11 occurred, and she's always been very, very sincere about trying to alert people who don't understand anything about 9/11 to what happened. And she's done, I think, a yeoman's job of bringing on millions of people around the world to understand what happened, at least to think about it. And I think you've done a great job, and I doubt if you could ever figure out the millions of people you've affected, but you have, and I know that millions have seen this and have been woke up about what really occurred. But what is your thoughts, and this is one thing that always, I lost many nights sleep over this. I've said, okay, we can alert people, we can wake them up, but what has happened to people with their, you know, well, we need to act. We need to do something with these people and to somehow get rid of the sickness that has permeated our judiciary systems, because once we understand it, even if we had millions, how do we fight these people that are controlling us now? What's your thoughts about that? I'm sure you've thought about that.
Well, again, you're using terminology that I don't use. I don't fight, Greg. I don't get out there with my hands and hit people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get rid of the cockroaches in my house. I mean, those, I understand people do that. That's part of human lexicon. But really, there is no stop action in the universe. When someone says to you, stop eating potato chips, you will simply take your hand out of the bag, move away from the table, go read a magazine. You'll do something else. So to me, this is about starting something else, not stopping what is existing. Because how do you stop except by starting something else? And the first
right.
step is consciousness. And I really believe this goes to the whole metaphysical level, which I barely understand. But the ancient metaphysicians have been telling us this from day one, that everything is about consciousness. And we have to create a new consciousness. So we don't have to do anything right now except talk and make other people aware. This is an information wave. This is why I have a page on my website which will further develop when I get the time, 9/11 the wave. We are creating waves of awareness, waves of consciousness. And that's a very powerful thing.
It is, and I like your thinking on that. I want to get to the phones to Mary in New York, who wants to talk to you, Sophia. Do you have a question for my guest, Sophia, Mary?
Well, I just want to thank her so much for her movie. My son was in the Marines, and he was so brainwashed, you know. He could only do 3 years because of his health, but when he got back here, we still can't really talk about much of anything because he thinks I'm just one of those conspiracy theorists, you know.
Okay.
So, anyway, then he watched it, and it opened his eyes, and so I think he knows, but I don't think he's going to do anything with it, and that's what baffles me. I mean, he's only 23, you know. Like, you would think the world is ahead of him, and he would be concerned about what's going to happen to it. But
well, when you say you don't think he's going to do anything with it, what do you mean? Literally, what do you mean?
I don't think that he said he's prepared to, like, deal with the truth that we've been lied to, and that there's a great deal of evil in control of our world.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he knows it, right?
I think he does now. I think it opened his eyes to how well we can be lied to.
Well, so he is dealing with it. He is somehow working with this concept within himself. We can't say he's not dealing with it, right?
Okay, yeah. I don't know his heart. I just know his actions.
Right. So what he'll do in 6 months, we don't know. Maybe in 6 months he'll have six friends that know it as well, and that will make him feel different. And they'll start to, I don't know, interact with other people. This is about a chain, you know? That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was exceptional. And the WWW, a long time ago I heard that that was connected with the 666 in Hebrew.
Exactly. I had somebody email me say it's the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's also the Hebrew symbol for six.
Yeah.
So every time you punch that in there, you're punching in 666 without yourself knowing, you know, it.
Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to mention about what your question is, why they might be darkening the world so much, wouldn't it help the people get control of the world supply of food? And wouldn't it, like John Daniels was saying, make it so that we're well ready for when they explode Saturn and make another sun?
Oh, you know? Is that the plan?
That's what it sounds like. They're planning to take plutonium and explode Saturn and maybe Venus or another planet.
Well, what you need to do is just Google Cassini Project. That's Cassini. And Cassini was a 15th or 16th century Jesuit astronomer. And they now have what's a not a satellite, but a rocket ship that's circling Saturn with supposedly 72 pounds of plutonium. And this, you can go, it's called the Lucifer Project. And that's an interesting one that you never see anywhere. Even on these UFO websites, you don't see that. So just look for the Cassini Project and research that. That's a good point. Anything else, Mary?
No. Thank you so much for what you did, though, and keep up the good work.
Well, of course, and don't give up on your son. It doesn't mean anything that he isn't doing anything right now.
Right, right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
You know, Sophia, I wanted to get your reaction to this. And there's a news story coming out of the Associated Press. This is related to Virginia Tech and the mass shooting there of 32 people, including the shooter killing himself. This came out of Boulder, Colorado. A University of Colorado student was arrested yesterday after making comments that his classmates deemed sympathetic towards the gunman blamed for the 32 students and himself who killed himself at Virginia Tech. Authorities said during a class discussion yesterday about the massacre at Virginia Tech, the student made comments about, quote, understanding how someone could kill 32 people, University Police Brad Wisely said. Several witnesses told investigators the student said he was angry about all kinds of things, from the fluorescent light bulbs to the unpainted walls, and it made him angry enough to kill people. According to the police report, witnesses said they were afraid of him and had him arrested. He then was taken to the jail, and he's now going to have to go to court. Now, can you believe what's happening, Sophia? I mean, we're getting to a point where everybody's frightened of everybody
right.
over words.
And
what's your thoughts
it.
About this?
The state of control. The state will control everything. The little six-year-old girl who had the temper tantrum and they called the police. I heard about that. 6 years old. They need the police to quiet her because you're not allowed to. You know, people feel, again, the perceived helplessness that people are developing. This is all a fiction, and we are not helpless. We own our own minds, and that is the key to everything. Once those minds are turned on and awake, they are our, if you want to call it, protection. They are our power. That's the wattage you need.
Yeah, and here we go. You know, the quotes in this story said that his father said that he told newspaper reporters that he hoped that the authorities would consider the First Amendment and his son's right to speak, and was not a threat at all to anyone. Unbelievable. But that went on in University of Colorado yesterday regarding the Virginia Tech shooting. Any thoughts about this yourself, about what happened there?
Well, honestly, I don't really know how I can, what kind of public statement I can make, but I was pretty shocked. But some people say it was a black operation, you know, it was all manufactured. Mm-hmm. But the reality is there are these people that died as a result of it, and it's caused chaos. I've also read all these articles now about gun control, so evidently it's going to create some waves about gun control, and
Exactly.
Whether citizens have the right to arm themselves or not, you know.
And I heard some politicians yesterday saying they should categorically repeal the Second Amendment. But as far as gun control, let me give you a statistic that may tell you what they're doing. Behind the scenes, about 10 years ago, there were 245,000 licensed gun dealers in this country, legally licensed gun dealers. Now there's only 45,000. So they are systematically trying to disarm this country so that we cannot fight back. And I know, Sophie, you don't like those words, but there is sometimes a fury in man that needs to be awoken, you know, needs to be in you so that you, I will not, and I'll say this over the air, they are not going to take this boy out of his country and tell me what to do. I will fight to the last straw against these people. And I think men in this country need to do that, protecting women and children, and they have a role. I believe they've taken that away from us. They want to destroy men in this country. And I'll tell you what, I will take up arms against these people if it gets to that point. We'll be back right after this message.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
There's a short time left. We have one final segment here with Sophia. Go to 911weknow.com. You can buy her video, 9/11 Mysteries, Part 1, Demolition. And also, remember to look at her polling questions there. She's had thousands of people answering them. Very stimulating. Let's go to John in Virginia. You have a question for my guest, Sophia. John?
No, I don't have a question, but I did have some observations on the Virginia shooting there.
Okay.
I understand the South Korean equivalent of the Secret Service is coming over to investigate. I'm just wondering if that guy was really North Korean who had infiltrated South Korea and come over here. And they said that the guy was targeting only engineering students. That sounds to me like a professional operation. He was probably trying to damage our computer research, and I understand he shot like a professional. And it's even possible there were some North Korean compatriots with him who shot him at the end and then disappeared. That's an opinion, but it's a possibility.
Okay, John, thank you so much. I've got to move on here to Marshall in Texas. You're on the Investigative Journal. You have a question for a guest.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, this business of awareness that you were starting on in the earlier part of the show is very interesting to me. I have an opinion about the mark of the beast and an understanding of that, and I don't think it's a chip or a tattoo or a mark of anything like that as much as it is giving one's name. And giving your name is the thing that they do to us in the modern system of law today. In administrative law, they're tricking us into giving our name, our sovereignty, to the government. And essentially that is the mark of a beast, is someone who is not aware, who is complacent, and just, you know, goes along with the program. And many people have, for my observation, have come to worship the state. And the state is personified, you know, in the scriptures as the Caesar or the Lucifer.
All right. Sophia, do you have any comments? We have a couple minutes left. Go ahead.
Well, I think what you're talking about is one's own consciousness, that you don't let go of that. And I don't know how to talk in terms of the real world, but I think this does have kind of a magical effect. When you can hold on to your own self, then no one owns you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, you have to recognize, you have to decide who is going to be your sovereign. Is your sovereign over you going to be the state, or is it going to be the God of creation? And that really is what it gets down to. And when people give themselves over to the sovereign of the state, they are willing to follow whatever the state tells them. Because the state, ultimately, the people that control the state, they want to have power over us now and in time.
Mm-hmm.
And that ultimately is what is happening. And people go to the universities and the public schools and all of that, and you can see the conditioning that starts at a very early age toward that. And
exactly.
I'd like to stay on for the next hour, if that's possible, and kind of resume a few more thoughts on the subject.
Well, listen, I've got another subject I got to deal with, Marshall. If you want to call me during that hour, go ahead, but I need to move on. Sophie, I think Marshall was talking about what you talked about at the beginning, and that is consciousness and awareness. Education is important. And I want to thank you on behalf of thousands of people who would thank you for your work in 9/11 and what you've done to make people aware of what really went on that day. Go to 911weknow.com. Sophia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, and we will get back to Sophia after she goes to her panel on May 19th. We'll have her on again. We'll be back in 2 minutes. I want to talk about this truck out rally with someone who knows all about it. We'll be back right after this message.
It's true.